to you by Firestone and Caterpillar. Top of the hour news from J.B. Hunt, 8888 J.B. Hunt. You know, as we look at our calendars and we realize, okay, there's less than 2 weeks of shopping left here. Some of us kind of look at what's going on. That it's a very it's a sobering reality that some of our drivers out there are facing a Christmas that's less than good. It's a bad time financially for them. Our friend Kevin Rutherford has been, I think, a terrific mentor to our industry. And if you're listening on the open road, you know, and you listen to Kevin, and if you follow his advice, you're going to remain as profitable as possible during the leanest of times and the best of times. But Kevin has a great website, cdelevate.com, and a friend of ours is a member of that website. I am now a member as well. Greg Manchester is a member and said, you know, I've got an idea. We've got some drivers out there that probably need a little bit of help this Christmas. Why don't we do something as an industry for them? Greg joins us right now. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Eric and Gary. Great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good, man. When you sent me this email, I don't get to listen to Kevin's show because we're usually doing prep for our show. And I had not been aware of this campaign that's going on. But why don't you tell me kind of the genesis of all of this and what you were thinking at the time when you're part of, again, this website, cdelevate.com, and you had a thought and put up this idea?
Well, actually, it wasn't my thought that started this. We have a member on the website. We have about 12,000 members there now.
Okay, good.
And it was a gentleman by the name of Wonderful Wayne, and he came on the forums, and he said, listen, let's do something different for Christmas this year. Let's see if we can help some of our own. There's a lot of guys hurting out there right now.
Yeah.
And he asked for our help.
Yeah, and you know what? My apologies to Wonderful Wayne, and I read that just the other day. I read his note on there, his original note, when you go to donate on the website, and my apologies to him. But you were also a driving force in getting us involved as well. And Wonderful Wayne, we thank you for that. But when you heard about this, what were your first thoughts here of these families in trucking that may not have it this year?
Well, it kind of hit me close at home. Like, Wayne started this fund with $1,000 out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
He said, here, guys, let's start this out. And I have a very good friend of mine who actually came down with ALS. And, you know, 7 months ago, he was driving a truck.
Yeah.
And today, he's pretty well confined to a bed. And he's got a wife and three kids, and he's having a very hard time. So when he started all this out, it really hit me at home, like, hey, what can we do? And a group of about 10 of us, we got together to help get this set up. And Kevin was right there. He gave us space on the website. He put us up banners and links. Said, hey, guys, go for it. He's backing us up all the way with it.
Yeah. And it's really, it's so easy to donate it. I know because I did this just the other day. It goes through PayPal, and it's real simple. And if you have a PayPal membership, you can actually go through your membership if you feel like you know it's more secure going through PayPal. That's fine, but it's very easy to do to make that donation, and I think that all of us that have had it pretty good in the trucking industry, and as I've mentioned, I don't know how many times this week, it's 12 years for me this year to be directly involved as a host of this program. And this industry has done so much for my family. I can't imagine when the industry needs help. And I've done this before. I do what I can to give some back. To say, you know what? I've had a decent year, and I can do without maybe the buffets or the scratch off tickets or something for the next several weeks. And you know what? I'm going to tighten my belt, so that others have a better Christmas, so that others know that the industry is thinking of them. I challenge every single driver listening to us right now to do this.
We set a goal of about $12,000. We figured a dollar a member.
Yeah.
If everybody just take $1.
A dollar.
Donate it.
Yeah.
What a difference it would make. And plus, we put up some stuff on eBay. And there's some goodie packages on the website, too, if you want to make a donation. But if you just go in, like, Purolator Courier in Canada was kind enough to donate two tractor trailer models. They're limited edition collectibles.
Wow.
Diecast. Just search Purolator Courier on eBay, and you'll see them. They're also on the website. And there's a handcrafted, hand-built 379 Peterbilt flat deck.
Yeah.
On there as well.
Yeah. And
you know, it's so easy. There's three ways to donate, as you said. There, if you go to cdelevate@me.com, if you email that for PayPal, you don't even need to go to the website. You can do that right from your PayPal account.
Okay.
Or if you want to, you know, the old-fashioned way is just to mail a check or money order. It's P.O. Box 1144, Conifer, Colorado, 80433. And if you still have a problem, call Lisa. And that's Kevin's producer there, 330-519-3954. And Kevin and Lisa are actually picking up the cost of all the PayPal charges.
Yeah.
So that 100% of everything that is donated is going to go to these families. And we've had a bunch of families nominated, but we're only about a quarter of our way to our goal. And
yeah.
If everybody just pick $1 and give us a hand, it could help really make somebody's Christmas.
So we want to put this challenge out to all the drivers out there right now. And maybe you're not a member of CD Elevate. It's real simple to, you know, to sign up and become a member. Or again, as you mentioned here, Greg, you can go and go through PayPal and do this. But everyone listening out there, everyone who has enjoyed this show over the years, and even those who are outside the industry who have enjoyed this show and want to recognize this industry for what the guys and gals do and what they, the sacrifices they make, and those who have been affected by this economy, and other situations. It's as you mentioned, Greg, it's not just the economy. It could be an illness. It could be a number of things that, brings drivers off of the road and puts them in dire needs. I want you to do that this weekend, your next downtime, the next time you're going to stop for your 8-hour, your 10-hour break. Get out your laptop or your PDA and get online and make this donation. If you're out there and you've made some money, and we realize everybody's tightening their belt right now. We know that that's happening. But dig into your pocket and do what you can. As Greg mentioned, $1 from every member of the website would be $12,000. That would be the goal. And can you imagine what we could do for other families this year? I just want you to imagine, and I've thought about it in my own situation here in recent days of I look around at the house I live in. I look around at everything that, you know, all the clothes I wear, the car I drive, and my kids and everything that I've been able to supply them over the last 12 years. And all of it is a direct result of the trucking industry and how kind it's been to us here at the program and directly my family. So I'm going to do a little bit more here, Greg, and I'll write you in an email because I have some things and I think we could probably maybe even offer those up on eBay as well. Some things that, you know, have come to me in the past, that are in mint condition and are, I think would, make for a great Christmas present for a little youngster, if someone needs to be, you know, encouraged to make a donation. So I'm going to contact you, Greg, with that stuff and I will ship it to you and tell you, you know, what we need to do, or I'll put it on eBay myself. Because this is important. This is right now. This may be the difference in a driver having that encouragement, that hope at this time of year. You know, when we get to this time of year, Greg, we're a lot of us are kind of elated. We're distracted. There's a euphoria that surrounds Christmas. It obviously has a spiritual meaning for a lot of Christians. It also has a great family meaning. And this is the time of year that we all look and try and spend time with that family. When there is nothing there and when you can't provide, when for one reason or another, it's the darkest of moments.
Well, I think being involved in this is, you know, you don't realize how lucky you are and what you have until, like, we've had several families, like, you can nominate on the website also.
Yeah.
Nominate a, you know, a trucking family that you know of that's in need. And just to read those nominations, it really makes you appreciate what you have. You realize how lucky you are and what the industry's brought you. And I say it's just a way to give back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Well, listen, I want every driver to do this, and again, let's walk them through here the different ways that they can donate. Once again, if they go directly through PayPal, Greg, what do they do? What is the email address?
The email address through PayPal is cdlofit@me.com. That's me.com. If they go to the website, there's a Kevin put a big banner up across the middle of the website. You just click on that banner, or there's a little link that says Christmas Group at the top right of the website.
Yep, that's how I did it.
Or there's check or money order. You can mail it through snail mail to P.O. Box 1144, Conifer, Colorado, C-O-N-I-F-E-R, and the zip on that is 80433. And the last one, if you have problems with that, give Lisa a call, and her number is 330-519-3954.
Greg, for all of you guys and Kevin's whole staff and his family that's involved, you and all the others that have been involved, wonderful Wayne for coming up with this wonderful idea. We thank you, and I'm gonna do what I can here this weekend to see what we can do to get more results out of this. I really want to reach that 12,000, and we've got to do it in the coming days, drivers. We've got limited time. It's less than 2 weeks.
Well, we've only got to the 17th.
Yeah.
And
okay.
On the 18th, we want to make our decisions on the final families.
Okay.
And then get it out to them so that they have time to use it before Christmas.
All right, so let's do this. And the 17th is coming up next Wednesday. All right, drivers. So it's crucial. Look, if you're out on the road right now, get on the CB. Talk to all the drivers that you've got the phone numbers of. Give them a phone call. Ask them if they can donate. And maybe talk to your company. Find out if they can donate as well. And I know it's a tough time. It's tougher for everyone to donate right now, but this is what it's about. You know what it's about? It's about taking what we have been able to gain. We're all doing okay. We're doing okay, and sharing it with those families. And this is it. So the decision will be made next week. We want to make sure we get it out to them in time. And can you imagine if that's a huge, wonderful gift that will help them get through? You know, who knows, maybe even a couple of months' time here with their bills that are stacking up or anything else that's going on right now, they should be able to enjoy this Christmas.
That's amazing. You know, just a one little gift. Everybody that hears this show right now is to just give that $1. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether it's $1 or $50.
Yep.
Just that one little bit can really, you know, can make a child's Christmas.
Yeah. Drivers, get on the horn. I'm going to put the challenge out to you. I want you, as our audience, to prove to me what you can do. I've never done this before. In 12 years, I've never asked of this before. Prove to me what you can do with your pool. Prove to me how strong you are and how strong this industry is. And I really want to be saying wow when we come to the final total on all this. I really do. CDLofit.com. Greg, great stuff here. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Greg.
Much. And keep in touch. And I'll be in touch, in fact, here in just a moment. I'm going to shoot you an email. And over the weekend, I'm also going to let you know what I have to donate. And we're going to round up some more cash as well. We're going to make sure that this is as best ever. We are.
On behalf of everyone, Eric and Gary, I really want to thank you both and wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas.
You too, Greg. Thank you so much. All right, we're back in a moment, and weather at 33 past.
On the Midnight Radio Network.